17. The Female Emperor Suiko. Japan's first visionary female emperor. In danger of domination by newly united and powerful Sui Dynasty China, female Emperor Suiko reigned at one of the most challenging times in Japanese history. Japan's Korean Peninsula allies were in serious peril, and if they fell, Japan would surely be next. It was strengthened or potentially be destroyed. Suiko and her nephew Prince Umayado led Japan into a new age of reform and centralization. One of the first steps was to send a mission of investigation to Sui China. 8 ambassadors and students made the perilous journey westward in 607 AD to deliver Suiko's greeting, which began, "From the sovereign of the land of the rising sun to the sovereign of the land of the setting sun." The Sui Emperor was not pleased. He considered it impertinence for Suiko to claim equality with him, and is said to have been very angry. The envoys returned to report that China was an admirable country whose laws are complete and fixed. And more importantly, they said that the Chinese would look more favourably upon a state with similar governmental organisation. Suiko and Umayado already knew much about China, and they preempted international tension by introducing a formal system of ranks with 12 levels in 603 AD, and a constitution in 604 AD, both based on Chinese models. Next, they started planning further moves, including encouraging a religion which had come from China via Korea, Buddhism. Suiko's mother's clan, the Soga, were the first serious followers of Buddhism among the Japanese nobility, and Suiko was already Buddhist when she became empress. She and Umayado made it into an official religion. The first temples were built, and more priests from abroad were encouraged to come to Japan, bringing valuable religious goods with them. Emperor Suiko's reign set the tone for the next century, when Japan developed quickly into what was, for its time, a highly developed state with codified laws, customs, and improved international relations.